and welcome to the latest episode of the Racing Pod Blast with me, Tony Mack, and Ben Aiken from Narrowing the Field. And it's a double dose of Scottish action for us this week on the Pod Blast, starting at Ayr for Scottish National Day, as we cover three races from the Saturday card, including the big race itself, the Scottish Grand National. And then we stay in Scotland for our usual visit to the Scottish lower leagues for our ever popular football Trixie top, middle and bottom. But racing first as always, and welcome along everybody. And to Ayr we go, and starting with the Scottish Champion Hurdle due off at 2:25. Welcome along, Ben, and can you start us off with this one, mate?
Yeah, morning, Tony. Healthy looking 15 runner field set to go to post in the Scottish Champion Hurdle. It looks a cracking race in prospect. Nichols, Skelton, and Mullins all represented as they go after the trainer's title. I'm looking at a shortlist for the race of Lou de Sud, Favour and Fortune, Bialystock, and Florida Dreams. Now, Lou de Sud ran a massive race in the County Hurdle last time out for the Skeltons. It finished second to the Mullins trained Absurd. He was comfortable ahead of the rest of the field, and the £3 rise for that effort is fair enough, I think. The effort backed up his second in February in the Betfair Hurdle at Newbury. He's now £10 higher than that Newbury run, but he's a horse I think has been a good way ahead of his mark for some time, so I wouldn't be over worried by the fact he's climbing the weights without winning. I think he's the right fave for this. I think he'll be bang there at the line, Lou de Sud. Favour and Fortune, he brings a bit of a different profile to the table. He's stepping up from the novice ranks and into a handicap for the first time for this. He ran sixth in the Supreme last time out. That run probably better than it looks, as I'm not convinced he really enjoys very undulating tracks like Cheltenham. On flat or slightly undulating tracks, however, like Ayr, he's four wins and a second from five starts, so Favour and Fortune very much on my radar. Bialystock, he's one of the Willie Mullins riders, and the choice of Paul Townend. He finished well beaten in the County Hurdle last time out, but I think the heavy ground did for him there. So this drying ground at Ayr is in his favour. I wouldn't think his current mark of 1.39 is quite the ceiling of his abilities. It's still moving well in the listed handicap hurdle at Dublin Racing Festival when brought down two out. That was from only a £1 lower mark. He also finished a six-length seventh in the Galway hurdle last August, running off the same mark he runs off here in the Scottish Champion Hurdle. I think he looks a player in this, a big player. Bialystock, and Florida Dreams, the other on my shortlist. He makes handicap hurdle debut here. He was stepped up to 3 miles last time out at Musselburgh. Clearly didn't stay that trip, so they wisely cut him back to 2 miles for this. He won the Aintree Champion Bumper last season, and that's a race that has worked out extremely well. Of the 19 runners who have run again since, 16 of them have won at least once. Between them, they've won 25 races and placed a further 22 times. So rock solid form. I also noted that gelded offspring of his sire Doyen have some very solid stats at Ayr since 2016. In National Hunt races, when the ground is soft or quicker, 10 winners, 2 placed horses from 28 qualifiers, 36% win strike rate, over 54 points profit. So Florida Dreams, he does catch the eye at bigger prices, and Nicky Richards has won the race before. But of that bunch, it would be the Mullins rider, Bialystock, that interests me the most. I was keen on his chances at the Dublin Race Festival when brought down two out. I'm happy to go in on him again here with the ground drying out nicely for him. So Bialystock for me. Tony, what you got for the Scottish Champion Hurdle?
Yeah, I've got another one each way of a Mullins. Westport Cove as a distance winner, and was last seen at the end of March in a handicap hurdle at Fairy House over 2 miles on heavy ground, finishing third of 12 behind Effenock Fizz. I fancy him to go well. Danny Mullins is in the saddle there around 12-1. I think he can go well at each way. Another one at each way price is a 20-1 with Bet365 at the minute is Salsada for Brian Ellison. Dylan Johnson takes off £5. Salsada was expected to go well in this race last year, 12 months ago, when he finished 5th of 10, beat 9 1/4 lengths. With Patrick Wadge on board, off a mark of 130. He goes off 128 tomorrow in the champion hurdle. And Dylan Johnson takes the ride this year. And Brian Ellison co-owns this with Jeff and Sandra Turnbull as well. So he's got an owner interest in this as well as training it. Salsada each way at 20s with Bet365. All the rest are basically 12s and 14s. For Salsada, but Bet365 up there around 20-1. And two at the top of the market, Ben, I like Le Haut du Sud, and also for Dan Skelton and Harry Skelton, as you say, second of 17 in the county hurdle. He was 3 1/2 lengths ahead of the third and the rest of the field, Le Haut du Sud. So a big run again can be expected for Lourdes Sud tomorrow. And Favour and Fortune for Train Alan King. I do like Favour and Fortune tomorrow in the colours of late Trevor Hemmings. So he ran well in the Supreme Novices as well, finishing 6th of 11 in the Supreme Novices. And a bit of a drop in grade here for the Scottish Champion Hurdle off at 225. Lourdes Sud, Favour and Fortune, and a couple at a bigger price, probably be paying Salsada rather than Westport Cove tomorrow. At 3 o'clock at Ayr, the Mayor's Handicap Hurdle. Interesting race here, Ben. Class 2 handicap over 3 1/2 miles. What's your feelings on this one?
Yeah, Nichols, Skelton and Mullins all represented in this handicap as well. Not the easiest race to pick apart, I thought. A bit tricky to find a solid way in to split the field. So I had a look at the trainers in the race and I pulled up their stats in handicap hurdles restricted to mares. The first thing that caught my eye was the poor record of Willie Mullins in such races. His stats in mares handicap hurdles reads 3 winners from 57 with 12 placed, a 5% win strike rate, a 26% win and place strike rate, a loss of around 46 points, and striking 65% below market expectation. He actually had a 5-1 shot pulled up on Thursday on the Cheltenham card. So a rare weak spot for Willie Mullins there, potentially. Now, doesn't mean his 3 in this race can't or won't win. It's Mullins, doesn't care about trends, stats, but at least gives me confidence to look elsewhere. And whilst digging into those stats, I uncovered a positive set of stats. And those belong to the Graham McPherson and David Kellehenna partnership. And when you look at their Irish bred mares in mares handicap hurdles, specifically those mares that were not making their seasonal debut, you get stats of 10 winners, 25 qualifiers, 4 others placing. It's a 40% win strike rate, 56% win and place strike rate, over 48 points profit, and running 113% above market expectation. Qualifying on those stats in this 3 o'clock is their last time out winner, Philippa Sue. Philippa Sue also qualifies on a last time out winner angle I have plugged in for the yard. That's got a win strike rate of 41%. And the yard also has some excellent stats with their hurdlers at Scottish tracks in the October to May period. And with those types, they are 10 winners and 4 places from 19 runners, 53% win strike rate, 74% win and place strike rate, and over 16 points profit. Taking all that into account, I am going to have a swing of the bat and play Philippa Sue each way at around 16-1. I think she can outrun those odds, Philippa Sue. What have you got for us, Tony?
I'm at top of the market again, I'm afraid, Ben. Coco Mademoiselle for Dan and Harry Skelton. I like the win in March, middle of last month, in a Mayor's Novices Hurdle at Chepstow. on heavy ground, finishing 4 3/4 lengths ahead of the rest of the field, and winning like a 4-9 shot should do. But quite fancy. It was novice hurdle lat as well. So Coco Mademoiselle, Larchmont Lass from Paul Nichols, Harry Cobden's in the saddle there. Last seen finishing 4th of 17 runner novice hurdle as well. At Newbury over 2.5 miles. That was middle of March as well. I fancy that to go well. Larchmont Lass, two at bigger prices. Pink in the Park for Willie Mullins. Has the assistance of Patrick Mullins. and we'll see how that runs. The thing about Willie Mullins, I don't know what you think, Ben, but obviously, like most of the top trainers, they've targeted it. Willie Mullins has targeted, had horses ready for the Dublin Racing Festival, Cheltenham Festival, a couple that he sent to Aintree as well, and also he'll have a team ready to go to Punchestown. I'm not quite sure. I do understand him going for the trainer's title over here, and just a bit of fun. But is he sending his best horses to air? He's surely got it. He hasn't derailed them from Punchestown, I don't think. So I'd just be careful with, and they're interesting stats that you pull out there as well, Ben. I'd just be careful of what he's, have a good look at what he's sending to air and also to Sandown in a week's time, because it's, I don't think they're the best, are they?
It's hard to say with Mullins because it's Mullins, and I often think for years that he has horses in races and they don't meet certain trends that are long standing, and then they pop in, they win, and it's like I don't like labeling people geniuses, but he is. He's playing a different game to everyone else, but I get what you're saying. I definitely get what you're saying. You'd be surprised if it's his best runners here. I mean, you would have thought Punchestown was his main aim when the season started, and he's just fitted some in here. But then he's got so many horses, maybe he doesn't need to send his best ones here. I don't know. I get what you're saying, 100%.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But it's Mullins, doesn't matter.
And the other one is for Stu Crawford, JJ Slevin taking a ride for the double green, Simon Manure, Isaac Swade, Condessa, I think can go well, better than last run suggests at Newbury in a race that was mentioned before. It was pulled up. Did run well at Sedgefield. He likes bringing horses over to Sedgefield, does Stuart Crawford. And I think Condessa can go well at a bigger price there in the Mayor's Handicap Hurdle. On to the big one, the 3:35, the Scottish Grand National, Ben. Class 1 handicap over 4 miles. What are your thoughts on the Scottish National?
Yeah, Scottish National, usual competitive field to try and pick apart. Willie Mullins again, the man, he's firing 6 darts at this. No Irish trained horse has ever won the Scottish National since it has been run at Ayr. The only Irish trained horse to win the race was a horse called Huntsman, who won the race in 1869 when it was run at Bogside. But as we've kind of just said, or as I've kind of just said, it's Willie Mullins. He doesn't care about trends. He's playing a different game from everyone else. If any Irish trained horse is going to win the Scottish National, it will likely be trained by Willie Mullins. How many Willie Mullins trained horses made my shortlist? Well, that would be none. not yet, anyway. I might add a couple more horses to my shortlist when I go over the race again later on today.
Yeah.
For now, though, my Scottish National shortlist is Autonomous Cloud, My Silver Lining, Inish Oyer and Git Maker. Autonomous Cloud finished 4th in the Midlands National last time out. Previous winners, Mighty Thunder and Young Kenny, they won their Scottish Nationals off the back of a run in the Midlands National. So it is a route that can provide winners of this. Autonomous Cloud has only had 7 chase starts to date, so he could yet have more to offer over fences. My Silver Lining also ran in the Midlands National last time out. She finished 3rd that day. She looks a strong stayer. Does have her prime conditions to shoot for here, over 3-mile trips or further and off breaks of longer than 25 days. She is 4 wins and 3 places from 7 starts. That's 4 of her 5 career wins, and she's banging form right now. I think My Silver Lining should be there or thereabouts in this. Inish Oyer comes here off the back of a absolute demolition job in the Edinburgh National. He ripped that race apart off the front end, strolled home by 21 lengths, gone up 14 pounds for that win, but he's only had 5 chase starts so far, so every chance there's more to come from him. He was due to run in the Midlands National last time out, but ended up a non-runner. A small concern about him going left-handed. Both his wins today have come right-handed, and he has jumped to his right when racing on a left-handed track. He wears a visor now, so that may potentially help straighten his jumping out, Gaelic warrior style. And then there is Gitmaker, a horse who could be seriously well handicapped based on his second behind. I know the way you're thinking. In the Kim Muir last time out, they finished 8 lengths behind the Cromwell horse at Cheltenham, but he was 18 lengths ahead of the rest of the pack. Now, I know the way you're thinking. Boosted the form by landing a Grade 1 by 4 lengths entry last week. And Gitmaker is running off only £1 higher in the Scottish National than what he ran off in the Kim Muir, which looks a bit of a gift to me. He's a horse I think is best left-handed. He's 5 wins in 2 seconds from 7 starts on left-handed tracks. He should be able to sit just off what might be a pretty fierce early pace. And he's the one for me, Gitmaker, Scottish National winner 2024. What you got for us, Tony, in the Scottish National?
Good luck with that one as well, because I did back him in the Kim Muir this year when he was second of 22, and Will Biddick as well. I always followed Will Biddick's rides at Cheltenham, and he paired well at 28-1, finishing second. Good luck with Gitmaker. I've got two here. I have Tommy Bow at 40-1, 40-1, finished third of 12 in the Ida Chase at Newcastle, behind Angler's Crag. 6¾ lengths behind Angler's Crag. Thought he ran well there, and he's obviously being kept for this race. Tommy Bow around 40-1. And my other one is Mr. Van Gogh. Sarah Bradstock trained and ridden by Ben Jones, last seen at Cheltenham, finishing third of 7, 26 lengths behind Corbett's Cross, the very impressive Corbett's Cross. That's a good run, that, in the National Hunt Chase, which is like kind of the old 4-miler, but it's 3.6 now or something. And I think it can go well. That was a Grade 2 contest as well. So, also going back earlier back in February, won the Devon National by 60 lengths. The 8 runners in that race won by 60 lengths, beat Foxborough. 60 lengths win, what is all that about? And that was off a 15-pound lower mark, got hiked £12 for that win in the Devon National. But I think Mr. Van Gogh can go well as an each-way price, a sporting each-way price on Mr. Van Gogh and also Tommy Bow. My others on the short list, I might, depending how the day's going, might have a little bit on Broken Halo at 40-1 for Paul Nicholls and Bryony Frost in the saddle, and McDermott, Danny Mullins riding for Willie Mullins at 9-1 for the Scottish National. But my two are the main ones, Mr. Van Gogh and Tommy Bow. Right now it's soccer time.
Oh golly, what a boy!
The great thing about loving football is you cannot explain why you love it. It just happens. Chasing a ball round a park, wanting one team to win against the other.
El Mahoney, right foot, whips it. Oh, jeezy peeps, man.
Top middle and bottom, here we go. Ben, current totals, please.
Yeah, 2 winners for me last week. East Fife let down the treble, gubbed at home by Bonnie Rigg Rose. All 3 of your games ended up 0-0 draws.
Yes, they did.
No use to you because you didn't have them down to be draws.
What, 3-0-0s? Blimey.
What's the chances? We've got good odds on that, I bet you.
Yeah.
Current state of play is me plus 12.75. Tony, minus 24.77, but there's still time to turn it around. You only need one biggie. Normal 3 leagues again for us this week. And my top, middle and bottom, top. Inverness Cali to beat Raith Rovers at 15-8. Raith are just running out of steam in the final stretch. Guaranteed second, but league title is all but gone. I suspect they'll have their mind on the playoffs. Inverness are still in danger of slipping into the relegation playoff, but Big Dunk has tightened things up a little in recent weeks, and I'm going for Inverness to squeeze out a tight win here in the Friday night game tonight.
Ooh.
See if I can convince Mrs. NTF to watch that. Probably won't happen. Middle, Queen of the
South. You end up watching it on your phone.
Yeah, probably. and stuck in the cellar, away, banished. Middle, Queen of the South to beat Stirling at 13-10. Tight at the bottom of League One. Any one of Queen of the South, Annan or Stirling can still find themselves in a relegation playoff. So, massive game for both Queen of the South and Stirling. Stirling have dropped off in the past few weeks. They've lost 5 of the last 6, 8 of the last 13. Only managed to win 2 games in that period. Queen of the South haven't been much better, but they have picked up their form recently. Only lost 1 of the last 4. And I'll take Queen of the South to win here and all but confirm they won't be in the relegation playoff. And bottom, Dumbarton to beat Stranraer at 6-4. Dumbarton have, in fairness to them, they've really picked up past few rounds. They can see second place calling them. That gives them one less playoff round to negotiate. They won 4 of the last 5, 3 of the other one, scored 11, conceded only 2. Stranraer are there for the taking right now. They're 1 point off bottom. They've lost 3 of the last 5. They've only won once in the last 10. And I am going for top, middle and bottom favourites, Dumbarton. They continue piling on the pressure on Stranraer. So my top, middle and bottom, top, Inverness Cali, middle, Queen of the South, bottom, Dumbarton.
All odds against as well.
All right.
I've done the same. What would happen if we Dunfermline at home to Queen's Park in the Championship 23-20? Cove at home to Alloa 13-10. Cove at home to Alloa in League 1 13-10. And Bonnyrigg Rose home to Spartans at 11-8. So Dunfermline at home to Queen's Park at 23-20. Cove at home to Alloa 13-10. Bonnyrigg Rose home to Spartans at 11-8. There'll be some cracking bets if they come off, if both of them come off. Oof. What about having a 6-timer? No, don't do that. Gamble responsibly. Many thanks for listening to the latest edition of the Racing Pod Blast. Very best luck with your air betting and the Scottish Grand National this weekend. And if you like a bit of funk, it says here, and a bit of dance, then you can catch Tony Mack's Groove Express radio show on Heritage Chart Radio every Friday between 7 and 9. And you can catch more racing analysis from Ben over at narrowingthefield.co.uk. Big thanks for listening this week. Have a great weekend, everyone. And we'll see you next week. Thanks very much, Ben.
Cheers, Tony.
And thank you very much. We'll see you next week at the Racing Pod Blast. We'll be right back.